Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell, said the Cumberland Trail was established by the National Parks in 2009, but has since fallen into disrepair and was impacted by the floods of 2013. She said since then, the trail has been closed.
I would just like to now speak about the same Cumberland Nature Trail project that Henry championed during his twilight months, so to speak, that he was with us. So this is an old trail that was built by the National Parks around 2009, and the trail fell into disrepair pretty much a couple of years after that, and it was definitely destroyed fully with the 2013 floods. So since then, the Cumberland Nature Trail has been effectively closed.
Ms. Mitchell said the Forestry Service in the Ministry of Agriculture has observed that there are no more parrots in Cumberland following the explosive volcanic eruption earlier this year. She said, as a result, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund has decided to dedicate $100,000 towards the restoration of the Cumberland Trail.
Now, what happened is that in the aftermath of the volcanic eruption, the forestry officers noticed that Cumberland was seeing more and more parrots than ever before, because it appears that the parrots, some of them fled from the red zone and became further south. So you were seeing in the Cumberland Valley even more parrots than there were before. So when I heard that report, I thought back to the Cumberland Trail, and I remembered having hiked it maybe around 2010, 2011, and it was in disrepair back then, but I remembered even back then the sighting of parrots was spectacular. So the Environment Fund decided to use some of the funds that had been given to us for the restoration of St. Vincent's Forest in the aftermath of the volcanic eruption. So we decided to dedicate about $100,000 towards the restoration of that trail.
Ms. Mitchell said the SVG Environment Fund is working closely with National Parks, the Forestry Service, and the Ministry of Tourism on the Cumberland Trail Restoration Project. And she highlighted some of the work that would be carried out as part of the project.
So what we will be doing is we will be restoring it. There are about four different rivers or ravines that run through the trail, so we will be building bridges to allow persons to easily cross over those. And we do intend to build the first zip line that St. Vincent has ever seen. And one of the reasons for doing this is that we want this trail not to just be a wonderful type of recreation for visitors, but we really want it to appeal to Vincentians. And we know that Vincentians will get excited about having a zip line. So that is one of the aspects of the new trail that we'll be building. We'll also be building a parrot lookout platform, and it's going to be located in an area where you can see the entire Cumberland Valley, and it is just going to be spectacular.
Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.